Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Oh, B. Mitch and Finley on a Bleep You Thursday. The sun's finally shining. Bleep you to the rain. Get the hell out of here. Bleep you to this Hurricane Helene, man. A lot of good people in a lot of bad situations, dude. I hate that stuff. Especially, you know, people focus so much on the coastal communities, and that's really important, but that one hits home for me. I remember I was a little kid when Hurricane Hugo came up into North Carolina when I lived down there, and it did a ton of damage, and this Helene has done significantly more. We will get to the phones, though. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I don't know how new it is, Brian, but you know where I live, up off Mass Avenue, right when you get into Maryland? You know where Sangamore Road is?
No.
Okay. There's a fire station right there. They put a new traffic light in. And I imagine it's to try to alleviate some traffic coming out of this neighborhood. But it messes everything up. So if you know what I'm talking about, you got Mass and Sangamore, and then that new light behind the fire station. Bleep you to that light. And that's a hyper-specific thing, but to the 8 people that know what I'm talking about, it matters. All right?
Okay.
Now, do you have any bleep use?
No, I like everybody.
I'm
a nice guy.
Easy going.
I've been called mean. I've been called a bully today on chat. You call me a meanie. Oh, yeah. There you go. So, I don't know.
I didn't call you a meanie. Yeah. I call you a teddy bear.
No, you call me a meanie bear.
You invented the term meanie bear describing
but
yourself.
But you agreed to it and you laughed.
All right.
Jeff called me deacon.
He did call you deacon. Jeff was either trolling or being an idiot. Landfill, do you have any bleep use to get off your chest?
Yeah, well, all those mean things were said about B-Mitch just by me, so I don't know what everybody else has been up to.
All right, let's let our guy Jupe lead us off here. Line 4, Jupe, it is Bleep You Thursday, sir.
JP, B-Mitch, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, brother?
Hey, I got a... Not too much. I got 2 bleep views. First one, I got to bleep the Kelce brothers when they said Timothy Daniels' 82 completion percentage was a LeBron-like stat. LeBron's stats is tied to losing. That's not the case here. I get respect to them, but I got to bleep them for that.
Listen, man, I'm not the biggest LeBron fan, but he is pretty good.
I get that, but let's leave LeBron alone and let Dink down.
You have my full support to be mad that we just don't want Jaden lumped in with LeBron. I'm good with that, Jupe.
All right, my second bleep, I got to give a shout-out to Gov Westmore. I won a bet off of his picks this past weekend. I won a four-legged parlay. But here's
how about
the
that?
Beef come in. I did one on FanDuel. That's
yo,
four-legged.
I mean,
I won.
Jupe, hold on. It's a four-leg parlay, not four-legged. You had a horse parlay?
Hey, we can call it that. It won me a good chunk of change.
And I think you only describe something like you only say that when it's like a three-legged dog. Like it's normal. Anyway, tripod running around.
Right. But yeah, I won on FanDuel. I messed up on DraftKings. I picked money lines on FanDuel, not paying attention. I picked the over-unders. So I missed on that bet. So I bleep myself for not paying attention. But hey, also I want to let Jeff know, hey, I got some ideas if you want to hear them out for your weekly Commander song.
All right, Jeff, put them on hold and let him give you the ideas. Thank you, Jupe. Appreciate you, buddy.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
We need Landfill on one of these songs coming up soon.
We do need a Landfill appearance.
Hell yeah.
You know that the Commanders are 3-0 in Jeff's last three hype songs?
Come on, Landfill. I mean, Jeff, bring that thing in on, bro.
Just saying. Listen, I don't know what this means, but I am going to line three. There's a dude named Bipolar Brian on 95 North. Hello, Bipolar Brian. How do you do?
Hey, happy Thursday, guys.
You too, bud.
I've called in before. It's been a long time. Apparently, I've been working my tail off at two jobs to line Steve Bisciotti's pockets. What cost $384 at M&T Stadium?
What costs $384?
A ticket.
Yeah, tickets.
A parking ticket. A parking pass. Can you believe that? $384 to park at M&T Stadium for next week's game.
Wow.
Just take the Metro. Take the Amtrak from Union Station.
I got seven people. I got 80-year-old ladies with me again. We're going to tailgate and have a good time.
That is a lot for parking.
I got to be close.
That's a lot, dude. If you got seven people, divide 380 by seven. That is, I have no idea. $50 a person.
You got an SUV. That's why they charge you so much.
They don't charge by the vehicle.
Actually, we're dividing it by eight because my deceased Aunt Carol is going to be in the car in some bags, and we're going to spread her ashes all over the stadium.
Hold on.
Big Ravens fan to you.
You're bringing your deceased Aunt Carol to the stadium to spread her ashes, and you're worried about how much the parking costs?
Well, she's a Baltimore girl. She doesn't have much money.
I don't think you're allowed to do that, bro, but I'm not the narc type, so good luck, and thank you for the call. Sorry about the parking costs. That was a wild ride, B. Not going to lie to you. Alan is in Alexandria. What up, Alan? Who you mad at?
We're mad at the Baltimore Orioles today, B. Mitch and Finley. They're 1-7 lineup, 2-44. Abysmal. Dang. They all need to get shipped out.
I don't know that you got to ship them out.
You just went on a rebuild thing, and now you want to ship them all out?
I saw some of this last night on Twitter. I think some people are too mad. I think they could have been more aggressive at the trade deadline. But, like, I'm not as locked in as others are. My boy Mark went to 40 games this year in both of the wild card games. But, damn, it leaves a really bad taste in your mouth when two wild card games
you said it
at
yesterday.
Home and you score a
you
run.
You predicted it, JP. You were calling it for them to lose. You said they're going to lose. They're going to get swept. And they did. You got to stop putting that stuff in the atmosphere.
Well, Bees was the
bleep
one telling
you
me.
For saying it.
3 weeks ago, Bees told me he wasn't even sure they'd make the playoffs. So
okay, bleep Bees for telling you.
I like the truth. I like honesty. Sometimes it's not nice.
They bleeping Landfill for never texting in the chat.
Yeah, Landfill. Bleep you for never texting in the chat.
Say hi, guys.
Say hi.
They say hi. You're a nice guy, Landfill.
Do you want to respond?
He better not.
Landfill claims he has a bleep you. And he just said hi in the chat.
I do.
Hey, Landfill.
Yeah. I have a bleep you. My bleep you is to Colonial Parking. They screwed something up with my pass, so I couldn't get out of the building yesterday. And
that's the worst. And your phone doesn't work there either.
No.
All you got to do is hit the button, call help, and let them know, and they'll let you right out.
Yeah, but it took like 7 minutes. It's not acceptable. I've paid them so much money over the years, B-Mitch, an astonishing amount of money.
They're like an insurance company.
When they owe you something,
they take forever. When you owe them something, they want it yesterday.
At least in the pre-COVID era, this parking lot was mostly full, so they could justify how much they were charging me. But it's half empty 90% of the time, and there's still no discount.
Landfill, I have a serious question for you.
Uh-huh.
You park in the building and it costs, what, $250 a month, something like that?
Slightly less than that.
Okay. Call it $200 for round numbers.
One more than that.
Okay.
$225.
I park
JP,
about
you're here
a block.
Twice a week at hold on, most.
Hold on, Landfill. That's not where I'm headed here. I park about a block away.
Uh-huh.
Like, not even a full block.
Yeah,
like
half a block.
Like a four-minute walk.
That's way too far.
But it's free.
So you
it's not
you talking
free.
About then?
I'm curious what Landfill would do if given the option to park over there.
Free?
Free.
Well,
it's
the same
certainly
option I
would
when y'all
free.
Told me. Y'all
no,
told
no, no. We're not talking to you, Brian. I'm no, asking Landfill.
Landfill, don't listen to JP.
This is a hypothetical.
Well, he and his hypothetical friend told me I was going to have a parking spot over there 4 years ago, and I don't
You're
have one.
You're missing the point. I am curious if Landfill would do this. Free parking a block away or $225 a month in the building?
I mean, that's a tough one because –
Well, give me the free parking.
There is no free parking, Brian. It's hypothetical.
We don't want no hypothetical.
I'm asking him a question.
I'm trying to laugh. I'm trying to work it out. If he give me the free parking, I will pay half of your parking.
All right. Ooh. Give B-Mitch the free parking.
No. It's not up to me.
Well, talk to your friend. Well, I know Brendan know him. I'm going to talk to him.
Cairo is in Ashburn.
Also,
Cairo.
Shout out to the Kansas City Royals, my heroes.
Yo, bleep you. Hello, Cairo. Who you mad at?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Well, this is rather fitting. Not a whole lot to be mad at with Washington football as of late, but I want to give a very polite bleep you to Brian Mitchell. For being so damn competitive and picking fights with everybody at every available opportunity.
Where am I picking fights at?
Twitter, right here, right now, like literally 30 seconds ago.
Where was I picking a fight 30 seconds ago?
When I was just trying to ask Landfill a hypothetical question.
No, I'm trying to get free parking. I think that's being smart.
I'm not saying you're not justified. I'm just saying, like, you know, you don't have to, like, argue with everybody, you know.
I don't agree. I normally give most people the bleep, the one-finger salute, keep moving.
It's a good call, Cairo. Thank you, buddy. I don't think it's going to be well-received, but it's a good call. To the competitive point, when we were playing golf in Arizona, and my boy Pete that was playing with us that wasn't in the match, you kept getting his score, and he said to me in the cart, he's like, yo, B doesn't have to keep my score. I was like, that's just how B's wired. He's going to keep your damn score.
I'm going to keep everybody's score.
I know. That's what I told him.
I mean, what did he not want me to write down the sixes and sevens?
No, he had a bunch of pars.
When he had the pars and birdies, he told me immediately.
No, I think it was more like he knew we had a match going. He wasn't trying to slow it down. I just told him, I was like, that's how B's wired, man. Let's go to line 7. Scarence, Terrence, McLarence. Who you mad at, Scarence, Terrence, McLarence?
What's up, boys? How we doing?
We're good, buddy.
First, bleep you to JP. Unfortunately, JP, last week you disparaged the Scarence, Terrence, McLarence name.
I like the name.
Government name.
I like the name.
Okay, well, you didn't like it when I called you out on the Cowboys colors, and I do apologize for that. I think we should have absolved you from that.
I was getting very worked up about the Cowboys colors thing.
Yeah, yeah, I need you for walking out,
too. I'm on your team now.
Thank you, Scarence.
I got your back. I got your back. But my big bleep you is the national media. I don't like all the hype. Growing up, we never got it, even when we had some spurts of good. And I like staying under the radar. I don't like the Twitter agitators, the ML football, Dove Hymans, jumping onto the latest trend. And I know we're hot right now. Jaden's the man. But just get pump the brakes. Give us a few more weeks to stay under the radar, and you know, let us live.
Thank you for the call, Scarence Terrence.
Scarence Terrence, if you want to stay on the radar, you don't be good. You don't win games. No, we don't want to stay on the radar.
But, dude, even when you guys were awesome, like those 80s, 90s teams, they talked about it, but it was still the Niners, the Giants, the Eagles. Like,
I don't know. They talked about Washington a lot. And Coach Gibbs was just like all of y'all. Did not want nobody talking about
us.
Like, Coach, we won 7 in a row. Why the hell are they not going to talk about us? We won 11 in a row. Oh, they're not going to talk about
it? But even that year, just because I collected all the SI covers, and SI was the national publication, mm-hmm. I remember Art was on the cover after, was it starting 7-0 and beating the Bears?
I think that's when he set a record or something.
It said it was the cover was Skins game.
Yeah.
I know it was against the Bears. And then obviously the Super Bowl, but I don't – you know what I mean? Like, even if you count Super Bowl covers during that run of dominance – the Skins would not rank above a bunch of other teams.
But they were discussed nationally. They, like, some teams just got the national notoriety.
Sure.
Hell, Playboy chose us to win the Super Bowl. Buckheads asked Coach Gibbs about it. Coach Gibbs did not like the fact that it was Playboy. But guess what? That's a national publication. International.
Especially then. That
that's
was
an international for publication.
Sure. For sure.
So, hey, when we get it, we don't want it.
Jeff,
why?
Can you explain to me, what is going on with all the people in the chat complaining about the ads? Yo, you're watching a free stream. You're going to deal with the ads. What do I not understand?
I told Max, if they get the what you call them, they don't have to worry about it.
Nah, it's because they keep putting the ads in the middle while y'all talking.
Oh, all right.
It's a YouTube and thing. It's not a us thing. It's a YouTube thing.
Yeah, but if you get premium, you probably won't get that.
All right, our guy Drew is on line 6. What up, Drew? Who you mad at?
Before I start with Matt, I want to wish you all a Happy New Year. Shana Tova. It's Rosh Hashanah today, so I want to put that out there.
Shana Tova to all that celebrate.
But I am upset with Fox and CBS because we could have flexed next week's game against Baltimore, and those two could have either been a 4 o'clock spot or a Sunday night spot, and we got blocked by two networks. And so it could have been an awesome tailgate. It'd still be good. But would have been nice to have
that.
True.
You think they're going to give up their prime spots just because you want to be happy?
Well, they get it at a different time. It's a you know, there's some bartering going on there. But it would have been good. You know,
Drew, they got lawyers. They got miles and miles of lawyers, man. Drew, I used your tweet in all yours last night. I don't know if you saw that.
I saw that.
You're on there, baby.
I did. I saw that. I appreciate that, JP.
And, all right, man.
You need 1-3, but I'll take 1-3. That's good.
It's not spread it around
3-1, which is like, where our Commanders are now. That's good. So
thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Hey, Titus Jones, say bleep Jeff for doing a good job this week, so he did have a reason to bleep him.
I'm gonna try to get through these calls. Commander Tequila is on the line. Hello, uh-oh. Commander. How do you do? Who you mad at?
I got 3 bleep views. One bleep you to anybody that cuts the grass and throws that grass in the road, bleep you. Because damn, man, you could drive a motorcycle, you could drive a car, you get hit by a rock. Okay, that's one bleep you. And two is the fans that don't understand football. If you want to say, get rid of who, get rid of another guy, get rid of the defender, the wide receiver, why don't you go play for football until you get hit? And until you go run through, try to get the quarterback, you know? We got good players, good defensive, good offensive, and if you want to let the coach be the coach, then hire a 31-year-old and he'll do the job. Man, he's done, man. Let's get all the rookies just to get all the kids fresh up. It's a whole new vibe. It's a rebuild. It's a whole new, what can I say? Blip to everybody that don't like this. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Commander. Thanks, buddy. Always appreciate those calls.
Hey,
I'm not
first
always
comment by Brian. JP was so confused about the grass comment.
Listen, I love Commander. He's a very loyal listener. He's a part of our incredibly weird family that we have on this program. But I often don't know what the hell he's talking about.
So I want to know how you get all ears.
Go to the NBC Washington app is the easiest, or it's on my social media. Thank you for asking.
There you go.
Vince is in Seat Pleasant. Vinny, who you mad at, buddy?
Fellas, what's going on with you, man? Hey, I got more of a positive bleep view today. I want to say bleep you to the Commanders for looking so darn good, man. The coaching staff, bleep you for looking good. Jaden, bleep you for looking so darn awesome. The offensive line, bleep you for protecting them. Just bleep you to the whole front office. Just bleep you, bleep you, bleep you. Thank you, and keep doing your bleeping thing. Love y'all, man.
I love it, brother. Appreciate
it, man. That was great. Why was he saying bleep you to the folks doing well?
He was just, it's a positive thing.
Maybe.
Like keep doing your bleeping thing. So,
oh, all right.
I say maybe it came early. You know, the excitement.
Pause.
Pause, dog. Pause, Jeff. Talk about premature bleepulation. Jay is in D.C. Jay, last one. Who you mad at?
That's pretty funny. Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, no, man, I got a couple real quick. I know y'all remember a couple of weeks ago they had that robbery out Pentagon City. I was out there, so I want to bleep them dudes who did that because they messed up my day. I mean, 5 seconds after I made my purchase, that's when the thing went down. They would have did it 20 seconds before. I probably could have got a free purchase. But my second one is, when to all the women out here, I came across this stat. All the women like to blame men for everything. I came across this stat I like to share with them. It's the divorce rate. They say the divorce rate for traditional marriage, men and women, is 50%. We all know that. Gay men divorce rate is 26%. Lesbian marriage divorce rate is 76%. So I just want them to know who's really the problem. Is it us or is it them? Y'all have a good one.
Wow. Wow. That's a hell of a comment.
My man been researching today, boy.
I got to say.
Oh, yes.
I got to say, I had no idea where that call was going. And, Jay, you got us somewhere, man.
You killed it, baby.
thank
I wonder
you for the
who
call.
He was mad at. Because you... Huh? Who was he mad at? Because that was very specific right there.
I think women.
He say women that women? Always now, blame men for their downfall.
Of course. He probably got dumped for something recently because he brought out the stats. I've never seen no one bring out the stats when having a gender
divorce
war.
Stats, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Is there a Pro Football reference for divorce? Divorce reference?
He basically say if it's two men together, it's 20%. If two women together, it's 70%. When the women get with the men, it's 50%. So who brings in the higher rates? That's what he's trying to say.
I get it.
I get it.
That was a wild ride.
I'm just saying.
Jeff, well, is there anything you need to get off your chest, pal?
Nah, man, I'm good.
Jeff's
you good?
Good
today, Jeff? Cool, man.
Jeff's good. All right, that's all I
good.
Need.
Good, JP bringing our lesson, Mari said.
All I needed to hear. I might just stay in Ashburn. Nobody go anywhere. Peter Rosenberg joins us next.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.